morning to everyone. In this week's Sefer Parshas Vayishlach, Kapitel Lamed Bei, Pasuk Ches, the Pasuk says as follows, Vayira Yaakov Me'oid, Vayeitz Eloi. Yaakov Avinu was afraid and scared. Vayachas Esa'om Asha'itoi, he split the whole group of people that were with him, Betatoin, Betaboch, Vagmalim, Veshnei Machmes, into two camps. Rashi on the place of this pasuk explains straight away the stira, that the reason why it says vayira and vayetsa. Why does it say twice this same lashon? Zot Rashi vayira shemo yehorek. He was frightened he might get killed himself. And vayetsa loy im yarku es acherim, he might come to kill others. State of them in the Gemara and Brachos Tafdalet Amud Aleph. Reb Yaakov Baiti Romi siv hinu noichi imoch shmaticha b'chol ashteilech. The Eibishter had already promised Yaakov Avinu on the way down to Choron that he would guard him and he would save him from all bad. And the Gemara goes as follows, Uksiv Vayiru Yaakov Me'oid. And in this parsha it says that Yaakov was afraid. Thus is the kasha from Yaakov Ba'edi. How is it possible? Isn't it a stira? Once there's been a hatocha from the Eibishter, why was Yaakov frightened at all? And for the Gemara, Oma Shema Yigri Machet, so Rashi was a pshat, Shema Acha Ha'atocha Chotos. Yaakov Avinu was worried that maybe after this Havtocha he had sinned and therefore he would not be zeicher to the kiyum of this Havtocha. Aber l'cho'era, this is very hard to understand. The Nesivus Sholem asked the following kasha. We all know that there are mitzvahs in bitochen. Everyone's mechuyav to believe that the Eibishter can help and will help everyone with their yeshuas. Oy v'zoy, how is it possible the Yaakov Avinu was afraid? The mitzvah of bitochen surely isn't given only to tzaddikim and yirei shamayim. The mitzvah of bitochen is for every person in every single mass of ruchni that the person is holding. Oy v'zoy, how is it possible that Yaakov Avinu was afraid? Adarav, lefi the erech, lefi the amount of bitochen a person has, he can bring himself to Yeshua. Like the Rambam says in his Sefer Emunah Bitochen, on the prophet, b'tach b'shem v'asei toi. Zot the Rambam. Hiktim b'tach b'shem l'asei toi. The pasuk was maktim bitochen even before asei toiv loyma shafili im yodea ba'atzmo yishirusha ve'im boimasim treivim yitzach ha'chesed Hashem yisvach. You can still rely on Yeshua. Even though we see that it's not connected, bitochen it has no connection to the matzah of a person where he's holding in ruchni. Even though we didn't receive his shonim, how is it possible the Yaakov Avinu was worried and scared? Yaakov Avinu was scared because of a chait. But what has chait got to do with the middle of bitochen? L'choira, the two things are completely separate. And thus in the Nesivus Sholem, if nevertheless Yaakov Avinu did have to make this cheshbon, for every poshta yid, how does a person begin to have this middle bitochen? Surely all the thoughts of a person will take him to other places. He will think of his own matzav. And thus in the Nesivus Sholem, when I saw this kasha, I found the kasha very real. Every yid at a certain time, a certain stage of his life, can find himself in this dilemma. Just imagine a yid who finds himself chalila in a matzav in sakona, or even if not in a matzav in sakona, he's in a matzav that he's davening and waiting for Yeshua from the Eibishter. He's mechuyav to believe that the Yeshua is close. But then thoughts enter his mind, and the thoughts tell him, "Meheicha teisa, the Eibishter should listen to you. Meheicha teisa, do you deserve this thing?" And not only that, he thinks to himself that he's even a chutzpinak even to ask. Who are you even to ask for this Yeshua from the Eibishter? And the truth is that his thoughts and his feelings are probably true. Sekintum takanish. He takad is not deserving from this Yeshua. Of oy bazoi, how is a person in everyday life supposed to have bitochen and believe in his Yeshua? How can a person have a munah pshuta with all these thoughts in his mind? And the emes is that from the Nesivus Sholem is mashma, that we are not allowed to think that. The two things are two separate things. There's bitochen, and there's the person's own private cheshbon. And we have to understand why Taka is there no place for thoughts for these thoughts when it comes to the middle of bitochen, and also what is the eitzah to overcome these thoughts and have the middle of bitochen like it's supposed to be. Firstly, I'd like to quote the words of the Nesivus Sholem. In the middle of bitochen, his magdim, what is the middle of bitochen? What are we supposed to believe in? Further in the parasha, the Nesivus Sholem says as follows. He brings the pasuk in parasha to A, Bonim atem l'Hashem alekeich. The Gemara pasuk Bonim, bein kach u'bein kach kuyim bonim. Saif yidin are in a great matter, saif they in shvala matter, we are always called bonim. This is what we say in our tefillah every day. Hashem, Hashem, keil rachem v'chanun. Hashem koidem achet, Hashem achar achet. Nevertheless, he stays with achmonus rachem v'chanun. Why? Because bonem atem l'Hashem alokeichem. This does not change. A ben to a father does not change at all in any sort of situation. Dosot v'nesivet sholem is the yisod of midas ha-bitocha. We are mechuyev to believe that the Eibishter, the Melech Oizer Mashiach Mogin, stays and Melech Oizer, whatever the person, whatever the Yid, whatever matz of the Yid is holding. That is the yisod of the midas ha-bitocha. Because the rachmonis from a father to a child is endless. A father can help the child at any time, at any stage, without any reason, and nothing, no deed of the child can stop completely the ahava of the father to a child. For this very reason, on the Yom HaDin and Rosh Hashanah, we are mazkeh a few times, Rachmeini Kirachem Ov Al Bonem. And in the Slichas and in Yom Kippur, between each Slicha, we are mazkeh these words, Kirachem Ov Al Bonem. And also on Mondays and Thursdays, we mention, Yodani Kaim Bonim Asim Kirachem Ov Al Bonem Kain Kirachem Hashem Alei. Every time we ask Hashem for Slicha and Kafala, we ask Hashem for Achmonus, we are mazkeh this middle of Achmonus from a father to a son, because that's how we want the relationship of our father to us. Bonim Atem Hashem Alekech. But if this is such an important, if this is so important, this connection that we have with the Eibishter, really one has to understand, why isn't there more chashivas given to this inyan? For example, why don't we find the bruchah, Boruch HaMerachim Kirachim Ov Al Bonim? We find it that there's a tvila between the tkiyas and between the slichas of a lechoira. It would have been fitting that there should be a whole bracha to be masked this inyan. And I found that Ramat Tzioi Shlita in his Sefer Matnas Chaim on the Yom Ha'Nuroim, he explains that we have nothing, we have no other reason to rely on a zikri, on Yom HaDin, besides this fact that we are considered bonim lamotim. Over there Ramat Tzioi quotes the pasuk that we say in Zechronim. Havin yakli Ephraim im yered shashim ki midei zavri boi zucha is kiren yoid al ken humi mea loi rachem achmeni niem Hashem. Pshat in the Pasuk is as follows. Klal Yisrael are considered like an only son who is loved and treasured by his father Avinu Shebashamayim. And just like a father with his only son likes to play with him, Kaviyocha by the Eibishter, he just mentioned the name of Klal Yisrael, he's already prepared to fill himself up with achmonus and help Klal Yisrael. Talk to Matas Yoi, this pasuk is going to be our only tikva, our only hope on the Yom HaDin. And his mazbe that etem on Rosh Hashanah, the ikadin is whether the Eibishter will be dana like bonim or like avodim. And he brings Rabbeinu Bachai in Sefer Kadakemach. Rabbeinu Bachai explains that tefillah that we say after the tkiyas in Shmoneh Esrei Hayoyim Ratzilam, im kavonim im kavodim. Look, Rabbeinu Bachai, im kavonim tadinaini. If you will judge us like children, the Hainu, i.e., we behaved according to the Pasuk, Bonim Atem Hashem Lekechem, Oy Bezoi Rachmaini Kerachim Ova Bonim. Remember that Rachmonus, because that Rachmonus is the best Rachmonus, like David HaMelech says in Tehillim, Kerachim Ova Bonim, Recham Hashem Al Yireo. And even if a father feels that sometimes it's kedai to punish the child, over this connection will never ever cease completely. But if, Cholila, we weren't zeichah to be judged like Bonim, we still daven to the Eibishter, because there are some Adoinim who treat the Avodim with Achmonus. Einayin yilechot tzliyo, it's like David HaMelech says in Tehillim, Hinech ein Avodim liyad Adonayim, Kein einayin yil Hashem alekeini. So the matter story we see from the Zvein of Achaya, the Iket Din on Rosh Hashanah is, are we going to have judgment like children, and therefore there's Rachmonus, or like Avodim? And the Matnas Chaim is Mazbe over there. What does it mean, Bonim Atem Hashem Lekechem? What does it mean we are children? What does it mean for us? And he brings two makoros to explain what does it mean ben and what does it mean av. Zokta, there is a Rashi on the pasuk v'shinantum levonecha v'divar tobom in Parshas Vayetzchanan. Levonecha zok Rashi eili hatamidim motzini b'chol mokoyim zok Rashi shatamidim kruim bonim shneema bonim atem Hashem lakechem. Explains the Matnas Chaim. Rashi is saying that just like the pasuk bonim atem Hashem lakechem can't be literally, it can't be that we are children, natural children. No, but the Eibishter, it means that we are children, spiritual children. In the sense that our life is influenced and led by one and one and only source. Dot is pshat in bonim atem Hashem lekechem. And the same that Rashi is pshat in Mishnantam Lovanecho. Any group of Talmidim who are influenced by one source, their one Rebbe, can also be called Bonim. Because Bonim in the Torah can mean people who are influenced from this one source. And the second Makor brings the Matsuri, the Rambam in Batna Saniyim, Yud Beit, Perek Yud, Halacha Beit, says the following Loshon, B'chol Yisrael v'anil v'aleim ka'achim heim, all of Klal Yisrael are like an ach towards an ach. Sh'neema bonim atem Hashem lakechem. V'im lo yirachim ha'ach ala ach, mi yirachim elov. At kam Hashemet. The Rambam says that from the Pasuk bonim atem Hashem lakechem, it's mechayev us, a Metzius, that we should behave one to another like an ach to an ach. And says the Matsui, it doesn't mean that we are maskim to behave like that. It has to be tiviastic, because the Pasuk bonim atem shekechem means that we are naturally considered like children to the Eibishter, so we also have to behave. That means that it's mechayev us to behave naturally with achmonas and ach to an ach. That's what we see from the Pasuk bonim atem lashem lekechem. And the reason is because av echad lekoloni, we all have one father. We therefore can have a clearer picture. What does it mean ben, and what does it mean av? We see that av can mean, in the Torah's Loshon, av can mean a source of guidance, the source of influence and behavior. And anyone who leads their life according to that source can be called bonim. And the whole group, one to each other, are called achim. And Matsui goes on to explain over Zoy, how can we be zoich on the Yoyim Hadin to be judged like bonim? And he brings for this two makos. The Pasuk in Parshas of Avini says, Vaya Hashem vayinot nishas bonov ibnoisov, ויהי מאסטירו פונה בהם ערמו אחיסם כדויו תפיך את הימו בונם לוי איימן בום. So Rashi, what does it mean בונם לוי איימן בום? So Rashi, these בונם אין גדולי ניקולם בהם. My greatness is can't be recognized on these children. We see from this passage that in order for us to be treated like בונם, we need to behave in a way that it is recognizable for all, for the whole world. The whole world can see that we're all following one father. A second Makor he brings a Pasuk in Parashat Ra'eh. This Pasuk, Bonim Atem Hashem Elokeichem. The Pasuk says, Bonim Atem Hashem Elokeichem, Lois is Goydudu, but Lois is Simu Koch. So the Rambam, what does it mean, Lois is Goydudu? Shloi Yiyo Botidinen Be'er Acha Zeh, Noi Kemenek Zeh, Vezeh Kemenek Acha. Shadov Zeh Goyim Lamachloikis. When Botidin in one town argue it can cause Machloikis. Shenem Lois is Goydudu, Lois Asa Agudu Is Agudu. Look, what is the Hakdama Bonim Atem Hashem Elokeichem to Loisato Agudis Agudis? The Torah is, according to what we have just said, the Ritva and the Yevamos Yud Gimel explains mamash like we have been saying till now. The Dilma Hikshakro Bonim Atem, the reason why Bonim Atem comes before Loisis Goydudu is because without the Kivin Atem Bnei Av Echot, the Kale Echot, without your old children from one father, therefore this is Mechayev Shloisato Agudis Agudis. Why? Because only then will be recognized the fact that we're all children from one father. And if Hasuchlila, otherwise, Oivazoi ain't Gedulai Nikolim Bohem. We see from here that Kedei for us to be judged like children, Kedei for us to be called Bonim Atan Hashem Lekechem, we need these two things. We need to have a natural Achmonos, one to each other, and we also need to make sure that we're not Cholila Nichlal in the Leisasa Agudis Agudis. Lefize, we can understand why there isn't a bracha on the Indian of bracha merachim, rachim ov al ben. Because this rachmonus of av la ben, the best way to be ma'ore this rachmonus is to be mechazik lemaisa this kesha. Dahainu, al yedei that we show the whole world that we are children from one, and we are mechazik this Indian, over there automatically all our tefillahs and makoshes, any tefillah that we ask from the Eibishter, will be answered like an av answers his child. Just like a natural father, we don't go up to him and say, you are my father, you are my father. Because that's obvious, no one needs to tell him that. The same thing is with the Eibishter as well. We don't have to go up to the Eibishter and say a whole load of brachos. If we fear zich and we show the whole world that we are children, then automatically there is this relationship and we get answered like an av towards a son. And therefore, coming back to our first kasha, we ask, how is a person supposed to have a munah pshuta when he's got all the thoughts in his mind taking him otherwise and telling him, what are you worth it? And the emes is, we said that these thoughts might be true. of a Bibab that Nesiva Sholem explains that the middle of Bitochen is, we have to believe that our connection to the Avinu Shemashamayim is like a father on a son. A father who wants to help his son at any time can help him without any excuse. He doesn't need anything in reward. He can decide one day he's going to send him, and that's what we have to believe in. That Eibishter can send Yeshua G'dayla or K'tana in any manner, and other others. The more that we make sure to the world that we are recognized L'Aponim L'Amokim, the more Yeshuas we can have Alitei this Achmonos of Av Leben. And according to that, we have the Kasha of Nesiva Shleima, Nesiva Shalom, even Shver. Because what did the Nesiva Shalom asked, how is it possible Yaakov Avinu was worried? L'Chayla Tadar Midas and Bitochen. Where was the Midas Bitochen of Yaakov Avinu? L'Chayla Tadar is now very Shver. Because who can act more like a child to a father than Yaakov Avinu? Anyone who saw Yaakov Avinu knew who is the son and who is the father Shabashamayim. Yaakov Avinu was worried from Chet. He was worried. Why did he make this cheshbonos? The midah from Bitochen hasn't got to do with his private cheshbonos of where he's holding in Ruchnia. And we also have shver to say, like the Midrashim answer, Shema Chota Achav Tochen. Mechayra, meichatei, so that should be a problem. Bonim atem Hashem lekeichem is beinkach or beinkach kuyim bonim. It's not a stira to the midah of Bitochen. Therefore, the Nesiva Sholem says that he's got no choice, and he has to explain that the Moira, that Yaakov Avinu was scared, he wasn't scared of Esau, but Gashmias, he was scared of the Ruchmias Dika Esau, the Esau which resembles the Yetzer Hara. And he explains with that the Pasuk, Hatzileini no miad ochi miad Esau. What is the double loshon miad ochi and miad Esau? So the Nesiva Sholem Shat is, his Meramas, he hints to these two, Eifanim the Yetzer Hara come to a person. The Yetzirah sometimes is an Esau. That's a posh the Yetzirah. He entices one to do all sorts of avodas. Or sometimes the Yetzirah dresses himself up like Ochi. He pretends that he's an Och, and he's a Mechutin in every single Dovah Shavukdusha. Every single time a person sits and he wants to learn, he wants to daven, the Yetzirah puts in him all sorts of machshavas and all sorts of disturbances today to make the avodas of Kodesh Shvach. Don't talk the Pasuk Vayiru Yaakov Oid. Yaakov was scared from this Yetzer Hara that comes sometimes with Tzuras Esav and sometimes with Tzuras Ochi. And of them Yaakov gefreit for Rachman, Yaakov davened he should be matzliach in this fight of the Yetzer Hara. Because in Ruchnias there isn't enough in Bitochen. One needs to make Maisim Rabbim and Tachbulis Rabbis kedei to win this Atzas HaYetzer. Of a Lechayla, this is poshut for all of us. The Yaakov Avinu wasn't just fighting his own private Yetzer Hara. He was fighting the Yetzer Hara of Klal Yisrael and all the Torahs that go with it throughout all the Doros, Asof Kol HaDoros. And I saw the Dubna Magid is masved this with a Medrash. The Medrash says as follows, V'oit Hashol, Nosa Yaakov is Enoch, V'roh is Esav, Shibor Merosek. Yaakov saw that Esav was coming from far, V'tola Enoch Lamokim. He raised his eyes to the Eibishter of Bocha, Obikesh Rachmim Melefnei Hashem. Veshomat Filosoi, and the Eibishter heard his tefillah, and he was Mavtiach and Vivtiach Eshu Mashiach Mekol Tzoroiso. Bezchutzoi Shel Yaakov. Shenema, Yancho Hashem Beimtzoi Esakev Choshem Elokei Yaakov. And the Dubna Magid is Mazbe, Kedafei Bakoidish with a Moshel. He says that once there was a town, although it was a small town, not many residents, and this town wasn't Zoichah to have its own doctor. Once it happened that in this town there were many, many cholim, and they were all ill with the same thing. Oh, but there wasn't a roifa, and the ruler of this town lived in a very far away place. And in that town where the ruler, the sa'ir, lived, there was a doctor, but the sa'ir would never send the doctor all the way to this town just for the simple people. But there was one person who this sa'ir, this minister of the town, was very machabed. Let's call him Shimon. This Shimon was very mechubed in the eyes of the Tsar, the ruler of this town. And if Shimon ever became unwell, the Tsar used to straightaway send his doctor, and the doctor would heal him. But funnily enough, in this matzah, the whole town wasn't well. Pink Shimon was feeling perfect. And therefore, the town had no Yeshua. There was no doctor, and the Tsar wasn't prepared to go and send now the doctor to help. By Yihayoyim, Shimon woke up, and he felt not well. But this this time he didn't feel well, it wasn't the same illness as the whole town. It was a simple headache that sometimes had come to him before, and he knew very well the way to tackle it. He would maybe take a pill, and therefore he would get rid of it straight away. But Shimon decided that this time he's going to exaggerate. And what he did was that he rolled around in pain, and he was screaming, and he couldn't take it. Until the whole town had heard that Shimon had become not well. And the news finally reached the Tsar Ha'ir, the minister, who lived very far away. And as soon as the minister heard his friend Shimon needed a doctor, he did like he always did and sent this doctor to go and heal Shimon. And obviously, without the doctor was already there to heal Shimon, the doctor went and sent, and everyone came to him and got his own Yeshua as well. But the Bnei Bayis of Shimon, the people, the household of Shimon came to Shimon and asked him, "We don't understand. This headache that you have comes very often. It occurs the whole time. Why didn't you just deal with it like you always deal with it?" And Shimon answered them and he said, "I know very well. I knew very well how to get rid of it. Oh, but when I was crying the pain, not of myself. I wasn't crying the pain to get healed myself. I was crying the pain from the whole town who needed Yeshua. And they're relying on the doctor to come. I was crying for them. And that's why I exaggerated and I caused this doctor to come. Once the doctor came for me, even though he didn't need the Yeshua himself, but the Yeshua came for the whole town." And the Nimshel, the Dubna Magid, says it as follows. The Eibishter saw Adsof Kol HaDoiris, the Yiddish Matzah, and he saw that in the end of Doiris, Yidden won't have their own Tzutzim, Kedei to be able to fight the Yetzirah and all the Tzotz that come with it. Therefore, Beroiv Rachma of the Eibishter created Matzovim, he created situations by the Ovois that were a dogma that compared to the situation that Klal Yisrael would find himself in, B'soiv Kol HaDoiris, so that the Ovois Ba'areshes for saying with their tefillah, with Poel Ois, would get a Yeshua, and that Yeshua would be Nimshach and help Klal Yisrael Adsof Kol HaDoiris. And the Dubna Magid says as follows, that it's possible that Yaakov Avinu could have put up a good fight, Saiba Ruchnias, Saiba Gashmias, Keneged Esau. Like Chazal say, that Yaakov Avinu had thousands of Adorim, of shepherds, of Klovim, of Royetzoim, besides his own strength and the strength of the Shivtei Kor, all the Shvatim, and Shimon Belevi, the Soichal. Oh, but nevertheless, Yaakov Avinu decided that over here he's going to make himself into a matzav that he cannot fight at all. And he poured out to Yeshua and he davened, Hatzileni Nomi Ad Ochim Ad Esau, all today that the Yeshua should be continued until Soif Kol HaDoiris. Zogdezo, the Magid, Dos is the Medrash. The Medrash says, Boish the Shor, not the Yaakov is Enoch. Yaakov raised his eyes, Vagos, Esau Merochai. He saw Esau, he saw the Yetzirah Merochai, Soif Kol HaDoiris, he saw Esau. He saw the power of Esau, right till the end of all the Doiris, where we won't be Zoicha to fight this Esau and the Taurus, only if we have another Tzchus, the Tzchus of it. And when he saw that, Tola in of Namorim, he decided he's not fighting. He's not going to use any of his strength. He dove into the Eibishter and he was poil ois, he poil ois a Yeshua. Thus is shot in the process of the Medrash, Yaan Cho Hashem Bein Tzoro, Hisagev Cho Shem Elekei Yaakov. Because this Tfilah, this Yeshua that Yaakov had dove on that day, stands with us every day, daily in our lives, and helps us for Yeshua's until Ad Soif Kol HaDoiris. And Lefize, we can understand that Chazal say Yaakov prepared himself with three things. Doirin, Tfilah Umechoma. Bishleim is Tfilah Umechoma. That's the posture. Keneged the Yetzirah, you need Tfilah. Like it says, Shifri Kamayim Libes. And you need the Umechoma Keneged the Yetzirah. We need to fight the Yetzirah. Like it says in Ovis, Lo'olam Yaag is Odom Yetzirah Val Yetzirah. But what's the meaning of giving presents to the Yetzirah? What doirin Keneged the Yetzirah? Zogden is, according to the Nesivat Shalom, that says there's two types of Yetzirah. There's the Yetzirah of Esau and Yetzirah of Ochi. Ochi comes and he missions himself on and he puts into a person all sorts of disturbances because he shouldn't go to Torah and Tefillah. The Esau Keneged, that type of Yetzirah, is to give him a present. What does it mean, give him a present? Chazal say, Mitrich Shalom Yishma Boy Yishma. You can sometimes have a person, he hasn't got cheshit, for example, on Shabbos morning to go to Davin. He's tired from a whole week. And the Yetzirah, this Ochi, is putting himself all sorts of disturbances in his mind. However, he has a machshava, Shaloi L'Shem Shemayim. He can't wait for the Kiddush after Davin. Now, that's a machshava, Shaloi L'Shem Shemayim. Or at the end of the day, that is a way of giving the Yitzhara Matana and Chazal HaMavtiach Mitrich Shloi L'Shma Bo L'Shma. Or for example, a person has a Chavusa, or he hasn't got the courage for him, or he knows that this Chavusa will keep him up with the latest news and all the latest gossip, so he goes for that. That is an Eitz HaKenegad Yitzhara, the Eitz of Doiren. You can give him sometimes a Matana because Mitrich Shloi L'Shma Bo L'Shma. I would just like to conclude, make a sikkum of what we have said today. The middah of bitochen, the middah that we have to have a mon in the Eibishter, has nothing got to do with the matzav ruchni of a person. One must not let his thoughts disturb him when it comes to believing in his Yeshua. Like the Novi Yemiah said, Havein Yakili Ephraim, and it says, Bonim Atem Hashem Lekechem. Beinkach or Beinkach Kruim Bonim. We rely on the Yeshua, and we can rely on the Yeshua of the Eibishter, because the Eibishter is like an av to a ben. This has nothing got to do with the matzav ruchni of a person. We only have to be mechazik the kesher al yedei, making sure the whole world considers us bonim atem l'shem elokeichem, like a ben who is mesnayig according to what the father commands him. And we have to make sure that an ach fizach oif is behaved to another ach with a natural achmon. Of all that is b'dorim gashmi. Of a in dover ruchniim, in the fight keneged the Esau and keneged the ochi, the two types of Yitzhara, then Yaakov Avinu has already davened for us, and he has already told us how to fight the Yitzhara. Tfilah, Milchoma, and Doiron, Mitrich Shloi L'Shma Bo L'Shma. And this is what the Ramban mentions in this week's Parsha. The reason why Yaakov Avinu was, when he davened to the Eibishter, he said the Haftocha of the Samti Azaracha Kuchoy L'Yom. Why didn't he say the Haftocha that Hashem had promised him? Ta'afar Ha'oret. Or Kuchoy V'Hashamayim. So the Ramban pshat is, because Yaakov Avinu davened for Yidden in Shvar HaMatzah, when they won't be like Toich Veshamayim, and they won't even be Ka'afar Ha'oret. Ka'afar Ha'oret still has a koyach to grow. They will be simply like Choy Layom. They won't have any other Eitz HaKenegad Eitz HaHorah. Yaakov Avinu has davened for us, we should be Zoicha in this fight, this constant fight Kenegad Eitz HaHorah. And my tefillah today is that we should be Zoicha B'mheira to the Yeshua of the Eibishter. We should be Zoicha to the Yeshua G'doyla. We just have to believe that this Yeshua can come any second. Because a father wants to help his child, doesn't need any excuse, and doesn't need any reward, and doesn't even need anyone to tell him if it's right or wrong. A father can help his child at any time. And if we believe this, we can be assured to hear speedily the Kol HaShofar, Tzkar B'Shofar Godel L'Chai Yisayni B'mheira V'Umeini Umen. Go ahead.